Bueno, pues bienvenidos a nuestro podcast nuevo y Arin, how are you? How are you doing?
Fine. Happy to see you again, Johnny.
Very good. Well, tell us what are we going to talk about today in our podcast?
Today's episode is all about something super practical. How to write a CV in English. Whether you're applying for a job in the UK, the US, or anywhere English is spoken, your CV is your first impression. So let's make sure it's a good one.
Oh, yes. And writing a CV in English can feel very different from writing one in your native language. It's not the same writing in Spanish than in English. So we will help you to avoid common mistakes and make your CV stand out.
This is part one of a two-part series. In this episode, we'll cover the basics, what to include, what to avoid, and how to make a strong first impression.
And in part two, we will talk about how to tailor your CV for specific jobs. So don't worry, you will get another one. And there we will highlight your achievements and use action verbs effectively. But for now, let's start with the basics. So this is then the idea, and we will do that as we usually like to do, no? With a role play and using some of the language. What you will notice is that during the role play today, we will use a lot of vocabulary that later on it's going to be repeated with some of the slides that we have. And in fact, here you got our first one, no? How to ace your CV in English. So later on, we will review part of the vocabulary, and we will show you some idea terms with also some of the slides. So let us start then small talk here, Aline. So let's start, Aline. Hey, it's good to see you,
Johnny. Wow, it's been ages. How are you?
Oh, honestly, I'm a bit stressed, Aline. I'm applying for a job in London and they want my CV in English. I've been trying to update it, but I'm completely lost.
Ah, the classic CV stress. I've been there, but don't worry. I've written plenty of CVs for jobs in the UK. I can definitely help.
I don't know if it's harder to write a CV or to actually get a job.
Both can be tough, but let's focus on the CV first, okay? What have you done so far?
Well, I have updated my CV in Spanish, and I was going to translate it, but it feels weird.
Yeah, translating a CV directly doesn't always work. There are cultural differences and certain expectations in English-speaking countries, you know?
Like what, for example?
For starters, no photo, no date of birth, and no marital status. Employers in the UK and US don't need that. They care about your skills and achievements, not your appearance or your personal life.
Really? I've always included a photo. Isn't it important to look professional?
Not in English-speaking countries. They avoid photos to reduce bias. It's all about what you can do, not how you look.
Okay, good to know. So what should I include at the top?
Okay, start with your contact details, just your name, phone number, and email address. And make sure your email is professional.
Wait a second. What's wrong with my email? Because I noticed your face. I noticed your face when you said that about your email. So you think that johnnyrockstar1985@gmail.com, it's not professional?
It's memorable, but not in a good way. Use something simple, Johnny, like johnny.smith@gmail.com.
Okay. So I'll change it. So what comes next?
Okay. After your contact details, write a short personal statement. This is a brief paragraph that explains who you are, what you've done, and what you can bring to the job.
So that's like a cover letter?
Not exactly. Think of it as your elevator pitch. It should be short and impactful.
Got it. What about my work experience? Should I list everything?
No. Focus on what's relevant to the job you're applying for. And use bullet points to describe your responsibilities and achievements.
Bullet points? Why?
They make your CV easier to read. And keep your descriptions short, no long paragraphs. Recruiters don't have time for that.
Okay, so but how do I make my CV sound professional? I don't want to sound basic.
Mm-hmm. Use action-oriented language. Start each bullet point with a verb like led, managed, developed, and avoid personal pronouns like I. Instead of saying, I manage the project, write, manage the project.
That's a good tip. I hadn't thought about that.
Also, remember to use the correct tense. For current roles, use the present tense like manage, lead, develop. For past roles, use past tense like managed, led, developed.
Okay, that makes sense. Anything else I should know?
Yes, tailor your CV to the job you're applying for. Look at the job description and make sure your CV includes the same keywords. It shows that you understand what the employer is looking for.
So kind of like hacking the system.
Exactly. Many companies use ATS, applicant tracking systems, to scan CVs. If your CV doesn't have the right keywords, it might not even be seen by a human.
Wow, Aline, that's a bit scary.
It's just how things work now. But if you know the tricks, it's not that hard.
Thanks, Aline. This has been super, super helpful. I feel much more confident now.
Anytime, Johnny. Once you've updated your CV, send it to me and I'll take a look.
Dale, you're a lifesaver, Aline.
Well, now, after this beautiful dialogue, let's break down some key language from the dialogue to help you write your CV in English. That's going to be super useful. Okay, so let's analyze the grammar and the vocabulary. And that's going to help you a lot. First of all, verb forms in a CV. What are the verb forms? Did you get them, Johnny?
Yes, you have the present tense and the past tense. No? When do we use them?
Okay, so present tense is for what you're currently doing, your current role. As we gave an example, like manage a team of 5 people. That means that at the moment, what you're doing is that. Then past tenses. You use them for previous roles, like, for example, managed a team of 5 people, if you talk about your former job, for example. Okay, now, avoid personal pronouns. We said that in the dialogue, okay? Remember, in English CVs, we avoid using I and we. It's the opposite of normal language. We always tell our students to use I and we, not on a CV. Instead of saying, I manage the project, you write, manage the project, and it's correct. That's the way it should be. It sounds more professional and more formal. Okay, another point, Johnny, help us.
We can use useful phrases for CVs, no? For personal statement, key achievements, professional skills that you had. So all these are important tips to keep. And I think we have now just a question, no, to ask for the audience. So if you are watching or listening, how would you say in English, reduce los errores en los informes en un 30%? This is an interesting one. Let's see. Let's see what our listeners can think about. How would you say this in English? We give you just we will reveal this at the end of the podcast. So stay with us
and find out. Be careful of about the tense, okay? Reduce los errores. Let's see what you write. We're looking forward to it. And if you're enjoying this episode, please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with your friends.
That's it. Remember, writing a CV doesn't have to be stressful. We are here to guide you through it. Don't worry. So we have now just another idea, no, that we can share with our friends.
Yeah, cultural hook. That's interesting. Did you know that? Some people doubt between a CV and using the word CV or resume, let's say it, or resume in French. Yeah. Mm. So that's a common question. What's the difference between CV and resume, Johnny? Tell us.
Well, just as we can see in the screen, no, just if you see our slide, no. So CV, it's used in the UK, no. In the UK, we use the term CV more. And in the US, no, we use more the resume. No? So I have heard both terms, but I never really understood when to use each one. So maybe you can give us a little bit more of a tip.
Yeah, well, you explained it very well, and we can see it on the screen. Just the anecdote, like resume meets summary in French. Mm. So that's more commonly in the US. In the rest of the world, CVs, they will understand. But anyway, it's not the difference is more about the name than the format. Okay, we're talking about the same thing. Both documents serve the same purpose, to present your work experience and skills. So just remember CV, UK and Europe and US, they will say resume, okay, all which right. is shorter and more concise.
Well, that sounds so good in your French accent, eh? Resume.
I can't help it.
No, it's true. Eh? So then, in our talk that we were doing, in our role play, I said that I was applying for a job in London. So if I was applying for a job in London, I should always say CV, right?
Exactly. Stick with CV for the UK, Europe, and most of the world, yes. Use resume if you're applying to jobs in the US. But honestly, if you say CV in the US, most people will still understand. So don't worry too much about it.
It's good to know.
Okay, so now we're going to go through the different tips that we saw during the dialogue. It's good to refresh our memory because the dialogue was quite fast, and we want to go step by step to what we learned, okay? So what to include and what to avoid. The first section of your CV is your personal details, but there are some things you should avoid.
Like what, for example?
Okay, we said first, don't include a photo. It's common in some countries, like Spain, for example, but in English-speaking countries, it's not necessary and can even be seen as unprofessional.
Okay, so no photo. What else?
Don't include your date of birth, marital status, or nationality. Just your name, phone number, and a professional email address. Professional, okay?
All right, very good. Yes, yes. So I need to change my email address. I got it. So the johnnyrockets1985@gmail.com isn't going to work, is it?
No. Just something simple, okay? Like we said earlier, johnny.smith or johnny. Whatever, but it's better not to add anything funny. @gmail.com. Keep it professional.
Good.
Okay.
What else?
So that's the first section. We saw what to include, okay, and what to avoid. Now,
and what to avoid.
Personal statement, how to write a strong introduction. After your contact details, you need a personal statement. This is a short paragraph at the top of your CV that sums up who you are, what you've done, and what you can bring to the role.
So then we said that I ask you this idea, no? Is that a cover letter? We said, no, you remember during the talk, I said, is that a cover letter?
Yeah, and you remember I said, not exactly. It's more like an elevator pitch. What's that? Just a few sentences that might highlight your key skills and achievements. Make it short and impactful. So it's not a letter that lengthy describes your intentions. No. What you want is something that causes an impact and short.
That's true. You know what I like about this statement, elevated pitch, that is, it's like it's a term that comes from the idea of being able to deliver your message very fast, no? In the time that it takes to ride an elevator. So how long does it take to go from one floor to the other? Maybe 30 seconds, 1 minute. So more or less, that's the area idea. So let's continue then with more tips or ideas. Maybe now about the tenses.
Exactly. You remember we insisted on using the correct tenses. So this is a common mistake that people make when writing a CV.
Really? How so?
Yeah, because we tend to mix the tense. We don't give importance to them. So for your current job, as we said, use present. For example, we said before, manage a team, okay, or develop marketing strategies. But for the previous jobs, we use the past tense, managed, developed, and it sounds more professional and organized. So be careful, review your CV and see if your tenses are correct.
All right, so I see. So if I'm currently working as a project manager, I should write lead projects instead of lead, I lead projects, no? So that's mainly led projects, no? Lead projects instead of led projects.
Exactly. Led would be the past and lead is right now.
That's true. Very good. Now, you see, that's a common mistake, no? That we can do there. What more mistakes? What other mistakes can we just avoid?
Yeah, as we said, and we insist on that, because in our culture in Spain, maybe it's still very common to add a picture, no photo, okay? No matter how smart we think we look, we have to avoid that. Also, we avoid long paragraphs, and we don't need to list irrelevant hobbies, as we see on the picture, on the image right now, because unless your hobbies are directly relevant to the job, leave them out. Instead, focus on your skills and achievements. The future boss doesn't mind and doesn't care if you're a good rock star or if you play well in a band or if you ride horses. They won't really mind about that. Yeah. And as well, another tip, very important one, using informal language. Be careful, okay? Your CV should always be formal and professional. No emojis, no slang. Let's just be professional.
Well, you know, I hope Matthew is listening to this because he loves emojis. So, but anyway, let's continue with this. So this, you know, all this information that you are telling me, it's really helpful, Aline. I feel like I've been making some of this mistake for years, and I think that maybe some of our listeners maybe has been exactly the same. No.
That's why this podcast is super useful. And it's all about knowing what recruiters are looking for. And don't worry, we'll cover even more tips in the next episode. So don't miss it.
All right. So maybe you remember we had a question earlier that we want just to ask. How would you say reduce los errores en los informes en un 30%? ¿No? Eso fue lo que dejamos aquí como pregunta. No sé, comentamos ya con nuestros escuchantes. Aquí tenemos, ¿no? Esta era la frase. Reduce los errores del informe en un 30%. Bueno, pues esta es la solución, ¿no? I reduced errors in reports by 30%. So, did you get this right? Bueno, ¿lo tenías bien? Bueno, pues si lo tenías bien, perfecto.
Did you get the reduced in past? Yeah, that's important. Very good. And remember, always use numbers to quantify your achievements. That's very important. And it makes your CV stand out.
Fantastic. Wow. Fantastic.
Right. So today we've covered a lot of ground. We talked about the differences between a CV and a resume, what to include in your CV, what to avoid, and some tips to make it stand out.
And also we have talked, very interesting, and we have also talked about common mistakes and how to avoid them. So if you're updating your CV, keep these tips in mind.
In our next episode, we'll go deeper into how to highlight your achievements and tailor your CV for specific jobs. Don't miss it.
And if you need help improving your English for work, well, then visit our website, www.trainlang.com. We have courses that will help you feel confident in any job interview.
And don't forget to leave us a comment. Tell us your best CV tip Let us know what you struggle with when writing a CV in English. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. So, Aline, thank you very much. This has been a very interesting
topic
and podcast. Now I think we are all prepared just to write a CV or resume, whether we do it here in Spain or in England or in other part of the world. And the tips have been fantastic. I have learned a lot, Aline, so thank you very much.
We'll all review our CVs now.
Good. So see you very soon, friends. Enjoy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.